Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ozzy, baby. R.I.P. B. Mitchell Finley live in Ashburn, Virginia at the BigBear.ai Commanders Training Facility. Check out BigBear.ai, B. Mitch, for all your AI needs.
Gotcha.
You got any AI needs?
Nah, not right now.
You know what happened to me yesterday? The AI on the expense account software I use is usually pretty good, but it messed up yesterday. Made me think about Skynet. Joining us right now, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Greenberg, of course, covers all the stats, the analytics, fantasy, betting, all of it for the Washington Post sports section. You can follow Neil at N. Greenberg. You can check out the Rude guest hotline that brought Neil to us. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Greenberg, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're good, man. Obviously, this is not the football season we thought we'd be getting, honestly. What do you make of all things burgundy and gold?
They're in a tough spot. They're in a tough spot. I've said this before. Last year, accelerated expectations that were probably tough to fulfill. And I think that last week, especially, we can all agree that Jaden Daniels probably shouldn't have been in that game at that point when he got injured. But also, the coach is in a lose-lose, right? I mean, you know, he takes him out. People are thinking that he's giving up, that he doesn't believe in the team, doesn't take him out. We obviously, he's susceptible to injury. But look, Jaden Daniels is always going to be susceptible to injury only because of the way he plays, right? I mean, he is a dual threat quarterback that's not afraid to take the ball and run down the field. So, you know, it's a tough spot for Washington. Nothing went right for them this year, especially on the injury front. They had a lot of luck in that regard last year. They have almost none this year. The underlying metrics are down, but they're down because, you know, they don't have their full squad. It's just a lost year. And I just hear a lot of blame for everybody. But, you know, again, if you don't have all your tools in your toolbox, it's hard to build a house, right? I mean, it's a simple analogy, but it definitely is appropriate here.
It makes
here.
A lot and, of sense, Daniel.
Yeah, and
it
I just don't know.
Makes a lot
what,
of sense.
what do they want the coaching staff to do? I mean, you can design the best play in the world. When your fourth-string wide receiver is playing as your number two guy, I mean, that's just never going to work.
See, I was thinking about this last night, and I'm just going to throw it out to you. You're my favorite analytics person, okay? And, well, my only person I like in analytics. I had several injuries. Two shoulder separations. I had sprained ankles. I had hamstring pulls. I had all kinds of stuff. But I only missed one game in my career. I'll ask people this. I might have been hurt had about 15, 20 injuries. Was I injury prone? Or was it just...
You missed one game in your career.
Hold
the
on.
Answer is no.
No. I was injured a lot. I just couldn't miss games because back then, if you missed games, your ass got cut. In this day and age, you get injured. Even if you can go, what does the staff do? They don't let you play. So are some guys today being considered injury prone because of this day, how people handle a lot of things? Because There are guys that missed 2 weeks, 3 weeks that should have missed one, or guys that missed 8 weeks that should have missed none. I just want to understand what is injury prone, not getting injured at all or just playing with the injury? Because got some miracle drugs out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's football. They're literally mini car crashes in terms of force, right? Like when two football players that are 250-plus pounds are running at each other, I mean, there's impact there. So I think it has to do – there's a lot of things, right? I mean, we know more about injuries. The sport is bigger in terms of dollars, so you want to protect your assets. I mean, look at what's happening in the NBA, right? I mean, load management is a thing. You want to protect your assets so that they're available in the most high-leverage games, i.e. the playoffs. And we're also, as a society, kind of changed, right? When you were playing and when I was a kid, it's go rub some dirt on it and get back in there. But now with my kid, it's like, it's okay to be upset. Like, you know, it's okay, you know, people get hurt. It's okay. It's, you know, if you feel your feelings type stuff. So we're just in a different state in a lot of different ways, both technological, societal. There's just a lot of different things that are happening. And, you know, look, I think we also learning a lot more, right? Like if I don't know if you would have been playing in those games. We know more about concussions and their after effects and that sort of thing. So, you know, but health is a skill too, right? Health is a skill. There are some players that are more durable, that are built different physically, and that can take more, you know, that can withstand injury more. Not to say that like Jaden is some brittle piece of balsa wood that, you know, he fell awkwardly. I mean, this wasn't like, this elbow dislocates every other week. I mean, he fell a weird way and got injured. I mean, it's tough, man. There's a lot of money at stake, and you know, there's a lot of expectations, and you know, the coaching staff is literally on a week to week lease, right? I mean, they have full season contracts, but don't mistake it. I mean, you're only as good as what you did the week before. So there's just a lot of decision-making that goes into that.
I just knew you answered the question where you have people thinking about it a little bit, because I think that the way that things are handled, this is where I was at last night. So I've been going through this thing, bro, where I think a lot now about why people act certain ways. I say something about a player today, eventually I'm going to get lambasted by fans and people alike saying that, well, football has changed. But we all judge it. We judge players still like they used to be in today's game, when today they don't practice as hard. They don't make them go through as much stuff. But when the player doesn't have to go out and play, we automatically blame the player, not the fact that the times have changed. That had me occupied last night.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta build calluses too, right? Like I once read a study on Muay Thai fighters that their shins are like harder than most bones because they get pounded so much. The body adapts to it, right? And you know, this is the same thing with, you know, I couldn't go out and run a mile tomorrow because I'm out of shape, but I could work my way into shape so that I am better physically. And like you said, I mean, practicing is different. Days off are different. There's just so much different stuff. And, you know, players, I think now, especially in the NFL, understand more than ever what their shelf life is, right? Especially running backs, and have to maximize their time in terms of making money. For a star player, you know, I'm not saying that star players do that, but star players make their money and then have to protect themselves, right? And then players that aren't in that stratosphere have to go all out more to try to get that contract that can help set them up. I mean, there's just a lot of give and take. And, you know, as far as being injury prone, I think also what hurts Jaden Daniels the most is Robert Griffin III was here in a very similar spotlight and got injured, and the wheels came off the franchise, et cetera. And that's really like the only touchstone people have, and they keep going back to that. And they did the same thing with like Adam.
It doesn't help that Robert keeps going back to it too.
Yeah,
like Robert's enjoying that.
Right, right. But even we saw that even with the ownership, right? Like as soon as Dan Snyder was replaced, fans still had a tough time of letting that go and believing that things were different, right? Until they were.
Yeah.
So that's like their only touchstone. But no, I don't think Jaden Daniels is injury prone, but I do think he is more susceptible to injury only because of the position he plays quarterback and how he plays that, which is being a dual threat and running with the ball and being tackled in the open field.
Yeah, because I tell you, Wise not very small. Dorrance Armstrong not small. Austin Ekeler might have been the strongest guy on the football team. It's football. It happens.
Yeah, and I think
– and the hamstring pull, hell, normally fast people get that. We see big guys get it too, and we know they're not running very fast, right? So I don't get that.
It's been tough, man. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Greenberg, you had something interesting that I wanted to ask you about. That the NFL is now trying to use AI to predict injuries. What exactly the hell does that mean?
it's all the biometrics type stuff. This is an article by Rick Mace. And you know, one of the benefits of AI is to be able to kind of distill data very quickly, right? And you know, I saw a lot of this at the Sloan Conference, which is the analytical conference they hold in Boston. I haven't been in a couple of years, but I saw it before the pandemic. They had a lot of this stuff kind of emerging. And, you know, basically what they're doing is they're creating a model of the athlete's skeletal system, and they're looking at how motion and force affect the skeletal system, because once they have a baseline, you know, you go like back into the lab. Like the way they were showing me a basketball player. They have a baseline. The basketball player comes in, let's say, like every couple days, and as soon as they start to see like the basketball player jumping but favoring one leg, like they know that possibly there's an injury developing, and then they can start to take appropriate measures then, as opposed to the basketball player being on the court, making a jump shot, and then having the injury in his leg and telling everybody. So it's just a lot of that sort of stuff, how you move. We saw this in baseball a while ago, tracking like arm slot pitches and release points.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see the release point change for an injured pitcher. It's like very subtle at first, and then the pop happens, and then obviously the release is completely different. So being able to track that sort of stuff so that you can be a lot more proactive about injuries instead of reactive. And then, as I said, just the AI allows you to just put, you know, a bunch of information in there, a bunch of data points, and then it could connect a lot of dots a lot quicker than the human mind can.
But how is AI going to tell me I rolled out to do a bootleg and Michael Parsons hit me in my damn chest? I mean, I think if it's just a regular injury, something that just happens over time, yes. But football is not that sport. You get hit sometimes by people that AI can't tell me, hey, Derwin James is about to hit you when you finna catch this ball in the damn chest or in the ribs. They can't tell me
no,
that.
No, and it certainly can't tell you that your arm is going to be hyperflexed at the wrong angle when
yes.
you hit the ground. This is more of the preventive type stuff, and to try to get to an injury before it happens. Again, you know, there are many car crashes. I mean, being hit by a lineman is very similar to being hit with a sledgehammer. You know, that's not insignificant. You know, you're wearing pads, and I get that, you know, these players are big too, but still, I'm not lining up to get hit in the chest with a sledgehammer. Like, there's just no way that that's happening.
Yeah.
But you guys do that every week, right? And you know, injury is going to be a part of it. If anybody thinks that Jaden Daniels was only going to be injured in that game at that moment, they're kidding themselves, right? Like, there's nothing to say that we're not going to deal with injuries for him in the future or not, or another player or whatever. You know, we're just seeing a cluster of injuries for Washington. We've seen it with other teams. You know, we've seen other star quarterbacks go down in Cincinnati and Baltimore. I mean, this isn't a Washington problem, but the way the fans are just like extrapolating that to, well, the coaching staff stinks because they're not making plays. Like, who are you making plays with? Like, who, what are you trying to do here? Like, you're without a lot of your roster, your skill position players. You know, that'd be tough for anybody. I don't care what franchise you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the Terry injury really kind of killed them offensively. The stack of injuries at the DN position kind of killed them defensively. And you add Jaden in and out of the lineup, and you kind of land at 3-6. And you could take real issue with the roster construction this offseason. Our guy Huey's sitting in here. He's like, you know, B, you kind of nailed it. I think they just saw last year, tried to press the gas too fast, and it's kind of backfiring. That does not mean these guys should be fired and you got to tear the house down. I think that would be overly reactionary.
Mm-hmm. Fans would have been pissed if they didn't do that too, right? Like if they didn't step on the gas and try to make another run at it, fans would be like, well, what are you doing? You're wasting Jaden Daniels, like you're wasting his prime years. Like,
exactly. We saw it with Steven Strasburg.
Yeah, there's no winning there. And I tell you what, it doesn't help like a guy like Kurt Warner, who I have a lot of respect for. But, you know, he comes out and he's saying, like, you know, Daniels isn't seeing the field as well. He's failing to anticipate throws. He's missing his timing windows. He's over-relying on improvisation. I mean, he doesn't have McLaurin. He doesn't have Zach Kurtz. Like, he doesn't have Austin Eckler. He doesn't have Deebo Samuel. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, what are you expecting him to do in those situations? I mean, of course the timing is off because he's got a number five receiver on the depth chart, you know, taking number one snaps. Like, you know, of course there's going to be some indecisiveness there.
Agreed. Yeah. We're going to get to our power rankings a little later in the program. Where are you with Washington? How far have they fallen?
Well, let's see. Let's look. Not in the top five, not in the top 10, 50,
I
no.
I wonder if they're top 20.
No, they're 23rd. I have them now. I have them in the tier with the Chicago Bears, the Falcons, and the Panthers. I'm not a big believer in the Panthers or Chicago.
Well, dude, of the teams you named, they lost to the Bears and the Falcons. So, like,
yeah.
That tier, people can be mad about it, but that sounds about right. I saw – who's your top team now? Who's your top three?
The Rams. The Rams were close last week. The Rams are number one, Chiefs two, Seahawks three, Bills four. I think the Rams are good. They're balanced. They're really good. They're doing well.
Yeah, the Rams are good. I mean, my preseason pick for the Super Bowl was Bills-Rams. I feel okay with that.
That's a good one.
Stafford's playing great football. Got to keep him healthy, too. That's a 37,
remember, he didn't go to training camp.
Dude. Right.
He's playing good. So, I mean, what the hell? I think all this stuff is just throw it to the birds, man, because nobody knows.
Nobody knows anything. It's the NFL. Like, seriously. Like, what works for one team doesn't work for another individual, et cetera. We're all just making educated guesses.
Hey, how concerned should we be about the Caps? Lost four in a row. Play tonight.
Look, I mean, Ovechkin...
It's never good when you just start laughing.
Ovechkin is... The power play's not great. Ovechkin's not playing great. The team's not scoring. You know, it's tough. It's tough. Enjoy Ovechkin in the sweater while you can. It's going to be tough.
All good things come to an end, Neil.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Enjoy what you have, not what you lost.
Greenberg, we appreciate the time as always, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, man.
All right, love you guys. Care. Talk to you soon.
That's our boy, Neil Greenberg. When we come back, let's talk about all the teams in town. Things aren't great. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey. Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is putting you in control right from the NBA tip-off because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. Listen, my man White Brian, he likes to bet 1 cent and 2 cents, so I know he was wanting to go with a no-sweat bet so he can't lose all that money. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to make your choice. That's FanDuel.com/Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ooh. The Mystics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think so.
United. No, the Washington Spirit.
Spirit by a mile, dude.
Spirit is in the playoffs.
Spirit have a home playoff game on Saturday. I'm taking the girls to the game.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a Spirit player join us on Friday.
I may come to the game with you, man. See, I think I know somebody might be able to hook me up on the ticket or something.
Dude, if Lauren doesn't go, I might have an extra ticket.
I think I know somebody else, too.
I imagine you do.
See if they can hook their dad up.
The Washington Spirit are legit good.
They are. Missing some key players, though.
Dude, I believe, didn't they get to the final last year? And they lost in the final? I think I have that right. Because I watched it with Shelby. I let her stay up late to watch it. The Spirit came in second in the NWSL. Now, Kansas City looks like an absolute wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, in 26 games, Kansas City scored 65 points to win the regular season.
Damn.
The Spirit came in second, also played 26 games. Guess how many points they have?
45.
44.
I was close.
You were close. That's impressive. I mean, that, yo, you know how in soccer you get a lot of ties?
Yeah.
Dog, Kansas City in 26 games won 21 games.
Damn.
They went 21. How do we
say? Who did they lose to?
You're asking me to go a little deeper than I
probably know. Just saying, man. You're throwing out all these damn numbers.
Do you know where the Caps are now in the Metro?
Mm-mm.
Last.
They dropped off real quick.
B, they've
7 points.
13.
13 points.
The Rangers are just – the Rangers and the Islanders and the Blue Jackets are all just ahead of them with 14. I mean, it is still pretty bunched up because it's still really early in the season. Like, the Devils are first in the Metro with 18 points. It's not like they're that far ahead. The Devils have also played another game.
They have a chance to change things up.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Hockey's a wild, wild sport.
Yeah.
What, though?
But, the thing with Ovi, like, come on, he's, what, 40 now? What do people really expect? Do you expect to see the 20-year-old Ovi out there? I mean, like I said earlier, all good things come to an end. Eventually – you know, old Father Time going to make all of us have a challenge. Hell, in my mind, I can still return kicks. I tried to run down the field a couple times last night. I can't run kicks. My mind tells me a lot. My body say, hell no. It's over with. And all the people that think that just you used to do it, you're sitting in your house, and you want to tell you how players suck and this, that, and the other, you can't do it either. So, just saying.
So the Caps are last in the Metro. The Wiz also play tonight in Boston. There's DC Sports doubleheader if you want to bet it tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you know the Wiz record?
They might have won two games, if I think, if I remember correctly. Two or three.
They're 1-6. They are 1-6.
But you know what?
That's what they're supposed to do.
I cannot have a problem. I don't have a problem with that because I was told what they are trying to do. So I can't. I don't have a problem with it. What's the thing Maya Angelou said? When somebody tell you, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Okay? They told us what they're going to do. Why would I sit up here and expect them to be anything differently?
Yeah, like I'm not mad at the Wiz.
Yeah.
Honestly, my rankings of like where I think fans should be upset, the Commanders are at the top of the list because the expectations were high.
Yeah,
and
very.
Maybe expectations were too high, but I still thought playoffs were the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Win 10 games, get to the playoffs. I think I had them at 10-7, right? They play 17. I think I had them at 10-7.
You were 9-8.
9-8. Okay, like I think that is.
I was a 10-7.
Okay. Like I think that's pretty reasonable, right? They have underperformed. Even with the injuries, you consider all of it, they have underperformed. Mm-hmm. And particularly, the way they built their secondary has been problematic. That, like,
to say the least,
like it's been bad.
Yeah,
and in no way will we sugarcoat that. After that, though, the Wiz are supposed to be bad. The Wiz are doing what they're supposed to do, mm-hmm. and I think there are exciting young pieces with the Wizards. That's the way the NBA is. You go through these half a decade rebuilds to hopefully come out the other side and be Oklahoma City. I wonder if that's the right way it should go, but that's the way it goes in the
NBA.
That's
a hell of a business model, though.
It's crazy.
We are not going to produce for 5 years, but we still want you to pay us some amount of money, the same amount of money you would pay if we were. And people do it. You know, and then in other sports, they pissed off it don't happen overnight.
Right.
It's crazy, man. It is crazy.
The Nats are terrible because the ownership won't spend. Like, I think people have a right to be mad. I think you should be mad at the learners.
Well, we got new people running it now. I mean, we'll see if the new manager and the skipper and all that, I mean, the GM, if everything changes up a little bit now because they hire people they like. They want them to have the same mindset. They have now this analytical mindset. Maybe they may spend on this. Never know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Trying to be positive.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I believe Toboni and Butera could be really, really sharp guys. They might be the absolute right people to run this thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think the learners are going to spend. I'm not really sure it's going to matter. But where Butera had success in Tampa, they don't spend. They just really draft and develop. So maybe you can thread that needle. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe Toboni can find the right guys, and their emphasis on scouting and analytics and everything that can happen is great, right? I'm not mad at the Nats. I don't think they're underperforming. I'm mad at ownership there because they haven't given anybody a chance. Not mad at the Wiz. I think the Wiz are doing what we asked for. Everybody got tired of being the sixth seed, right? Like, tear that thing down, see if you can build a real winner.
Up.
The Caps, I don't know how to feel.
Because it's early, you know. It's early.
True.
It's early, and I think people have to understand one thing. The Great Eight did some great things over his time in last year, expecting him to do at 40. The other guys have to step up more. Right now, he used to carry them. It's time for them to carry him and let him be able to come in and be situational and do some magnificent things. But to just be having the impact he used to have, I don't see that.
Yeah, I think they've built that roster in a way that they shouldn't have to be overly reliant on Alex, but where Alex is always still the best in the world, frankly, throughout his career, the power play, and now I wonder if they are headed towards a place where they have to make a decision. And I don't know this answer. We would have to ask a real hockey person this answer. But, like, is there a better person for that power play? Like, do they need the spark there?
Let me just hit you with a little something. Whether there is or not, you know what they need to start planning for? There needs to be one to start getting some experience at it. Because he's not going to be doing it the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year. So you need to start planning, preparing for someone else to be there. That happens at the end of people's career. And I know we look at certain people in different ways, but ultimately, the powers that be are hired to build things for the long haul. And they have to start planning beyond that. It sounds very, very bad, but it's what happens in professional sports.
Now, I don't know what there is there to change now, if anything is going to change. Like, I don't know what you do there. And with a player like Alex, has he earned the right to be on that power play no matter what? I think you can argue he has, right? But they definitely need more power play goals. they need more. The Caps are at home tonight at Cap One, hosting the St. Louis Blues. Wiz are on the road in Boston tonight. It feels like I said this yesterday or 2 days ago. No, I said it after the Cowboys lost on Monday Night Football. It feels like we're headed into a sports vampire winter, where we don't get joy from our teams, we just get joy from rooting against other teams. I hope I'm proven incorrect. I think with the Wiz, people have the right mindset. Like, it's not about wins and losses this year. It's about growth and development, because they want to be able to keep their first-round pick, and they've got to be quite bad to keep it because of dumb trades that happened in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps, though, it's like, dog, we kind of need the Caps. You imagine January, February, if the Caps are out of it? Like, it's going to be cold and like, it's going to be sleeting. Like, we need something, man.
We got to broaden our horizon, though.
This morning,
we got to pull some other sports talk in this thing.
This morning, I was at the gym. And you know what all the boys in the steam room were talking about? Terps Hoyas Friday night. We could use one college hoops team to get us through.
All right.
I don't know if it's going to be Maryland. I don't know if it's going to be Georgetown. I think there's a lot of excitement for what Buzz could build at Maryland, but I think this year it might not. I think they're going to struggle to score. I think they're going to play a lot of D, rebound really well. But, you know, Buzz won a lot of games everywhere he's been with kind of that style. Don't you think the pressure on Cooley at Georgetown has to be pretty significant? I think it's his third or fourth year, and I don't think they've made a tournament.
No, it has to be at this point. If you are serious about basketball as they used to be, it should be. I mean, it's nature of the beast, right?
Right.
That's sports, man. Sports is a job. A tough one, boy.
We're going to need something. Ask DA when he gets here. Is AU supposed to be good? GW? Mason? Is Mason going to be good?
Mm.
We need something big. We need something. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live in Ashburn, Virginia at the BigBear.ai Performance Center.
There you
Commander's
go.
Training Facility. Gonna figure that one out, commit that to memory.
Are they going to get an acronym for that? Because that's long.
BBAIPC.
There you go.
I think we just call it the Den.
How about Big Bear?
Yeah, I think they want the .ai, though.
Okay.
They're paying for it. Let's give them what they want.
BigBear.ai.
Big Bear. I think the .ai is important to tell everybody what Big Bear does.
Okay, got you.
And what they do, I assume, is AI.
We're there, but we're in the den.
We're in the den.
There you go. Yeah.
The BigBear.ai den.
Yeah.
Having a discussion, who's the best team in town? And it is by far the Washington Spirit right now. They got a playoff game Saturday, Audi Field. What do they call it? Rowdy Field? I like that.
Yeah, Rowdy Audi.
Second best?
Second best team? What y'all do this year? United.
I think they're terrible.
Last year they were?
I think they've been terrible for like 20 years.
No, DC
United?
I don't think about defenders. It's kind of weird, a team that they don't stay here, they just play here.
Yeah.
They stay in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, don't they?
Not Austin.
I think they all.
What's the other place? Fort Worth or something like that. That's where they stay.
I thought Dallas, Frisco maybe.
They all stay around the Fort Worth area, and then they fly to the cities that they play in.
Here's a real question. Is MLS went to Apple TV, and I know they got a ton of cash for it. But I haven't, and maybe that coincides with DC United being terrible. I haven't watched any of it in forever. I don't know who the defending champion is. Like, I recognize they got the bag, but I think they really marginalized the casual fan audience.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the hardcores are still watching MLS on Apple, but like the casual, honestly, it'd just be like you were at a bar having dinner and there'd be some MLS on because it was on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was at least aware of it.
At least you got a glimpse of it.
DC United.
Everybody don't have Apple.
Right. And I get Apple TV, but you then have to get the package. I remember once I was going to watch a DC United game. I went to my Apple TV, and then I realized, oh, I also have to pay for this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You should
just reach out for a call, man. Get you a credential.
I think the MLS season is over. And I think, do you know who had the worst record in all of MLS?
JP, some questions you got to stop asking.
That was fairly rhetorical.
So the Defenders won, so they might be the best team.
All right. Shout out to the Defenders.
The two best teams in the area playing the same stadium.
And one of the worst.
Yeah.
United plays here too.
I'm just speaking about the positives.
Sure. All right, let's hope the Spirit capture a championship.
Let's go with it.
We're all in on the Spirit. Shout out to the Defenders winning the title. DC United played 34 matches and won 5. So whatever's going on with DC United, yeesh. Now, there is an opportunity for Maryland or Georgetown to have a really good year. And if you want to watch Maryland play Georgetown Friday night, caller number 10 wins a pair of tickets. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to see the Terps play the Hoyas Friday night in College Park at the Xfinity Center. For more information, visit thefandc.com. Let's hope there's some good college hoops. I watched like 4 minutes of Duke last night. Did you watch any of that?
No.
Well,
I was over at...
What'd you do last night?
I was at the bubble.
Oh, you had the flag football thing.
Yeah.
Every time you go to one of those, you're always super impressed by the athleticism of those kids.
Yes.
Who stood out to you and Tana last night?
Like, this little girl had to be about 6-7 years old. Looked like she'd been running around playing flag forever. Then I had another young lady who came out. Her mom and dad said, oh, she just got interested this week. She scored a touchdown. Skill, bro. They got skills.
I took my daughters to hit some golf balls. And Shelby, things might kind of be clicking. She's always hit the ball pretty well, but would not slow down on the greens. And I've been doing putting with her more and more. And she actually putt pretty well last night. So I was encouraged by that.
Somebody else helping her. It can't be you.
Her mom. Now, we do have a AAA poll of the day. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day. Which D.C. sports team will get good first? Nats, Commanders, Wizards, Caps.
That's crazy that they were in the
NFC title
game last year. Now we got them in that poll.
I agree.
That's kind of crazy, huh?
If that is the company of and the incredibly arbitrary wording of who will get good first, I still think it's the Commanders. I know people are saying now like they're only going to win five games. I still think it'll end up a little better than that. I think it's entirely possible they get to seven. I don't think it's the Nats, but especially until MLB sorts out their issues with a potential work stoppage at 27, the owners want a salary cap, TV rights are an issue, there's this talk of MLB trying to gobble up everybody's TV rights and then probably sell it to Apple, mm-hmm. which will then make us buy another damn package. There's just the way the learners have run that operation combined with all of the headwinds baseball is facing, I have a tough time thinking it's going to be the Nats. The Wizards are bad on purpose, and I think if you get some truth serum in what the Wizards are trying to do, I think their goal is to compete in 27-28.
It's about that.
Like,
I got to
that's
say,
a ways
the
off, dog.
Best, the best business model in the world. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it ain't bad. And then the Caps, I still think the Caps, they've lost four in a row, but they do have some young talent. The B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll today is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/Commanders. In about a half hour, you'll hear from Dan Quinn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.